Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the jungle voice of your local announcer and your special place, a ball and a lot of food to come on in and enjoy yourself. Talking about food here in New Orleans. It's the best place, a lot of people would say, in the entire world. So let's just go ahead and say it and see if it's really true. And let me ask the boss here. Doug, how are we doing? Are all of our situations here, everything running properly?
Everything is running properly.
I'm very happy to hear that. And we will be seeing today one of our favorite guests, Lelchuk. Dan Lelchuk is actually, I think, more. Brian, have we seen him yet? I heard he might be running a little bit late.
No, Dan, at the moment,
but we'll see. Okay, well, we're watching for him. In the meantime, here we are out here, out and about. It's a humid day today. Yet, lots of food to be coming. And in the holiday season, it's really interesting to see how everything is playing right now. We do enough programs here to have a pretty good idea of what's coming along during all the other days. Hope you call us and tell us what's been cooking for you, wherever that may be. Our telephone number is 260-6368, 260-6368. 6-8, and if you call right now, you'll get right in, and all that. So while we're waiting for everybody to get into place, I thought I would bring up something since Dan Lelchuk, that, oh, by the way, in case you're wondering who, he is the in the orchestra, the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. He is a cello. He plays the cello, and he is the second in the group. But that's pretty good. I mean, he has been traveling all around the world, seeing different places all over the world. And then when he's tired of that, which I don't think he ever will be, he comes back to New Orleans, and we're ready to see him and ready to talk to him. Well, let's see. Somebody's on hold in the meantime. Do we have is that right?
Sal.
Sal, welcome to the food show. Come on in.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
I have a restaurant report for you.
All right, hit me.
And it's a great one.
It's a place great. Where was it?
I'm going to get to that. It was a place that we passed by several times and just were a little taken aback by the eclectic, different appearance of it.
Uh-huh.
And we finally went in, and the food was spectacular. And I will say the atmosphere, again, is a little eclectic, and there's no tablecloths. It's very informal. But the place is on the North Shore, and it's called Hambone.
What? Say it again. Hambone?
Hambone. Have you been?
I have been there about five times.
Okay.
And I was really surprised when I went there, because when I walked in and sat down, I looked at everything there, and I thought, you know, well, what kind of place is this? It looked like a little, not just a little backstreet sort of, who is this anyway, but there was more to it than that. The guys running it seemed to know what they were doing, and they were very creative in it. And I have become a fan of the place For one dish, I'm sure there are other things that I will enjoy on other times.
I think you're going to name the dish that blew my mind. Go ahead.
Let's see. They come one at a time, but most people buy four of them. What are you looking for?
Oysters Marcy.
Oysters Marcy. I don't know who Marcy is, but these oysters are some kind of good. And they're very large. And, you know, dishes like that, that's my favorite kind of eating. Really, it's something I love to find in a restaurant. And they do them one at a time. And believe me, they have enough going on that you will certainly think about at least get another shot at it. But love it.
Yeah, we went for the first time on Saturday. We shared the oysters, Marcy, and we also shared the fried chicken dinner. And we were just blown away by all of the flavors. What was interesting was that the oysters were not whole oysters in the shell, but they weren't cut up so small that they were bits and pieces. They were large chunks, but it gave you the opportunity to really savor three or four bites for each oyster and get the bacon, the fennel, the herb saint, and all of those the mushroom flavors all into every bite you took. It was really, really good.
Yeah. If anybody either goes there or finds himself or herself in the in Marigny, in the Marigny section. Wait a minute. What am I saying? The Marigny.
Old Mandeville.
Old Mandeville. And typically, every time I go, I say, look, just bring me four of them right off the bat. There's no way you're going to displease me with that.
No, and for the price, I was really blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, you get four big oyster shells filled with goodness, and it's only $14.
Yeah, it's a steal.
I was impressed. And I like the combination of the bacon with the herb saint and the fennel because it's sort of like that combination of the Rockefeller with the Bienville and with mushrooms in there as well. It was really good. I can't say enough about the place.
Well, you know, when I've seen it and eaten it especially, it occurs to me that this is really Oysters Bienville. If you were to go to the best restaurants that do Oysters Bienville, like places like Arno's and Galatoire's and Antoine's and a bunch of other places, nobody does it. They just do a great job with it, and so you found a real new find. You get a bing on your wall.
Let me ask you a question. So Oysters Bienville has herb saint and fennel. I thought that was the Rockefeller.
Rockefeller for herb saint, but I don't even use it for that, because my recipe doesn't really have any of what do we call
that anisette flavor? Yeah,
yeah. Anyhow,
any flavor.
Yeah. Anyway, it's it definitely is part of the program there, and everywhere I go, I get the oysters Bienville, which is.
Yeah,
A bunch of interesting things inside it. There's nothing quite like it.
Well, the fried chicken there is delicious as well, and the greens. Oh my goodness, the greens were smothered with onion. There were, I think, collard greens, but they were smothered with onion and bits of sweet potato in it. And you would think, what is chunks of sweet potato doing in a pot of greens? But it really was delicious. It really brought out some really complex, delicious flavors in the way he does things. By the way, Marcy is his wife, the owner's wife.
My wife loves not the oysters so much. She's not an oyster eater. I am. But she has been really taken in by that restaurant, too. So she's a tough one to please.
I'm not surprised because they have a great cheeseburger, which my daughter had when we went.
It's another cheeseburger, just what we need. But go ahead and get it.
I have to go and meet my wife now, so talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Nice hearing from you. It's The Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice coming to you live from somewhere that we haven't disclosed. But we like being here anyway. And it appears that some stuff has come in, courtesy.
No, if Dan's not there, I'm going to sit here.
You're going to sit there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if he's not there, I'm going to go ahead and do my thing.
Oh, you have a thing to do? It's
this is my thing.
It's Marianne, ladies and gentlemen.
This is my thing to do. I'm glad I hadn't left yet.
Why?
Well, because I can slip in here and do it.
Oh, flip in here and do it.
Sit,
oh, I see.
Sit in here and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hi there. Can they hear you okay? You've got
I
a good microphone?
So. They'll probably hear the panting dog, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody happy? Hey,
Dad, can you hear my mic? Because I don't see that I'm registering at all.
That would mean anything.
So that means you've been doing things with the mic again, Tom. That's what that means.
Get up, up, up. We're playing around with the dials for a second here. This is part of the deal of moving around looking for something to talk about here on the food show. And, you know, this is our trademark. We go to just any part you can think of to go to a local flavor. And that's certainly what we've hit if you've gone to this place. It's really...
Oh, Hambone? I love Hambone.
Yeah, that's a
big
hit.
Love.
And you would never know it.
Oysters Marcy, by the way, Tom, is named after his wife, Marcy.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, good.
Yes.
You know,
let's see.
Do I have a special oyster name for
I would think
you?
That you have probably a couple of oyster dishes
just
named after you around town, don't you think?
What would you like to be?
What would I like to be?
Yeah.
Well, you mean like a dish named after me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think anyone should name a dish after me.
No?
No, I'm not. I'm not enough of a foodie, or or important enough for that. So, but let's see. If there was such a dish, then it should be the burger at Keith Young's.
Well, that would be a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
He's got it on his menu.
Well, I'm very passionate about that.
Oh,
about
yeah.
That particular burger. As a matter of fact, the more burgers I have, I know this is going to shock people, but I might be waning on burgers.
I think you're safe on that.
I might be waning on burgers. Anyway.
I think you're safe. I think you'll nick him.
I don't know, but as I get, it's like they're starting to all be the same to me, except I do still put Keith Young's burger up and above the others, for sure.
Keith Young's?
Yeah, I mean, the deal alone is absolutely mind-blowing. It's $9.99, and it's probably as big a burger as the one that I had at Dickie Brennan's the other day. That one was only $5 more, but it's really good. It's really, really good. I want to try the burger at Nola K because
Nola K.
Yeah, it's
Nola
on
K.
Yeah, it's on it's Barone at I want to say St. Joseph. You know the cobblestone street.
Yeah,
it's there.
Yeah,
and it's new. It's the people from Restaurant Des Familles. And I had a hot chicken sandwich on a bun that blew my mind. The bun.
Was that good?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't even bother with buns anymore because they're just not up to the job. So I don't bother with them. And this one was very carefully selected because I told her how much I enjoyed it.
This is the bone still, huh?
This is the burger at Nola K.
Nola K.
I got a chicken sandwich on the same bun, which is a dense, not heavy, just a perfect bun. It's dense and round at the top with sesame seeds. It's toasted perfectly, and it holds up to a sandwich, which is my big problem, my big complaint with buns in general, and also the fact that they're empty carbs.
Who is?
But this was good enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had
this was good enough to eat. What? Who's on the phone?
We have somebody on the phone, but
right.
I didn't quite catch it.
Okay.
What?
Drake,
welcome to our show. Nice hearing from you.
Hey, this is Drake with the Tux people.
The Tux people.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Well, I think everybody ought to wear a tuxedo.
Drake Morvan. This is Drake Morvan.
Drakus?
Crew of Tux.
Are you Drakus?
Nope.
I am.
Okay.
The Tux Charitable Foundation had a mini parade at Children's Hospital today. We had the brass band. We had costumes. We gave out all kind of trinkets and presented the hospital with a check for $20,000.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Part of the proceeds you all helped raise at the Gumbo Gras and Umbrella Walk. So
thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for being a part of that.
Oh, it was really fun, and I'm so glad that it was so much bigger this year than it, you did. You actually run out of gumbo?
We ran out of gumbo. We ran out of bowls. We ran out of spoons. We were running around. The people that ran out of the gumbo, I was going to their tents to get their bowls. Give
well,
me a spoon.
It was
Give
all
me
for
bowl.
Good cause, so I'm sure they weren't that upset.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Children's Hospital is just one of the local organizations that we support. But it was a great presentation. Those people, they were so warm, and they had the patients out. And, we were handing them stuff. Everybody just had a great time.
That's going to get to be a big event. It is.
Well, we hope so. And, you know, when you get older, you quit trying to collect things and gather things, and you want to become significant. And Tux is looking to be more of a part of the community. And support these organizations.
So that was the third. That was the third annual, right?
Yes, it was the third annual. That was only our second. It was only our second Gumbo Gras. The first one was just the Umbrella Walk, and then we added the Umbrella, the Gumbo portion.
Well, please let us know every year when it is, so we can promote it, because it's a very worthwhile thing. There were what, seven charities that shared the bounty from it?
Yeah.
So that's
fantastic. Everybody, we're going to divvy it up, and it's going to be great. But I called in for a few reports.
Okay.
We're willing to listen to every bit of it. Fire away.
We had a 5-star meal at a place y'all talk about all the time, at Drago's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the grilled oysters, then the pound and a half lobster, salads, and then, of course, the peach cobbler with ice cream. And amaretto coffee. We were giddy when we left. It was just fantastic.
Well, you know, what you just described was a whole lot of different dishes. I'm intrigued by all of them. What? Tell me a little more about this. This sounded like a terrific mid-afternoon kind of thing.
The grilled ice. Yeah. Well, yeah. Tux had a big event, a big distribution party, and so we wanted to treat ourselves. So mm-hmm. We got the grilled oysters. And then a nice salad, and the pound and a half, which is kind of the middle-sized lobster, and it was delicious.
Hmm.
With potatoes, she got the spinach. And then, of course, if you go that far, you might as well get the peach cobbler and the ice cream, right?
Yep.
Peach cobbler and ice cream. Gosh, that must be pretty tasty at the very least. Give me some. I'll just stay in here and wait.
Sounds like you're dreaming about it right now.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Is this the event that we did in Audubon Park a couple of months ago?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought I go to a lot of things like that, and I was there the better part of the whole day for the gumbo cook-off.
Uh-huh.
But it was really a blast because I knew so many people who were also going to that. It must be a really wonderful thing that a lot of people like. So they're on my list.
Well, man, good word from y'all really helps us out. And, yeah, it does bring a lot of people. And Marianne, I had a tip for you since you turned into a hamburger person.
What's that?
On the North Shore. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Try buttercrisp.
I would tell you what. I'm starting to watch the Buttercrisp Diner with some fascination. They've definitely cleaned it up. I mean, it was a place that is easy for me to ignore because that is absolutely not my kind of place. But they appear to be doing some investment into it. It's definitely improving, and I'm becoming intrigued by it.
They no longer have the nicotine-stained walls and ceilings, and, you know, your elbows don't stick to the table anymore.
Okay,
no.
That's what it looked like. See, that's what it always looked like.
Yeah, well, I had a son go to St. Paul's, and my daughter went to SSA for years, we pulled through the drive-thru and got hot glazed donuts for their breakfast, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
we wouldn't get down. But no, it's cleaned up. It's pretty nice. But try their big hamburger and tell them you want the bun grilled. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm working my way up to it, okay? It's definitely, is it new owners? I mean, or is it the same ones you just...
No, I don't think so. I think when they got rid of smoking in the restaurants, that it was a blessing for them. They took the opportunity and just cleaned it all up. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed a lot of upward mobility in the last year. So something's different. Something's different. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's something happening there.
You know, they have the glazed donut grilled cheese, and they have the king cake hamburger. Those are heart healthy items.
All right. It's on my, I'm not going to say it's on my list. I'm thinking about it being on my list. Okay.
Okay. That's... Well, you get the crinkle fries. Get the crinkle fries too. You tell me you want them dark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll think about it.
Good talking with you. I was happy to share that donation with you, and thank you for your help and being a part of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for asking us.
It was terrific.
Take care. Thanks. Bye. 260-6368 is the number. We need to take a break because we blew through that one. WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
All right. It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Did I mention my name? Or would it matter to anybody?
A few times.
Do you think?
I do. I think so. Buttercrisp Diner.
Buttercrisp Diner?
I admit a certain fascination about the place. I do. I admit it.
Wait a minute. I got to find out what you just said.
This is the place that you made me drive through and get you donuts a little couple of weeks ago.
I asked you for donuts? Me?
And I went through the parking lot in Mary Lee's car, and I said to you, if there's a nail in this parking lot, actually it was a drive-through line, which looks like a delivery place where you wouldn't, like a back alley is what it looks like. And it doesn't look like your typical drive-through line at all. So we drove through and got you a donut. Don't you remember that we went when you went to singing and I picked you up and then we went to the donut place and I said I refuse to go in. I'm not ready to go in, but we can drive through. And I don't know if you like the donut or not. I mean, what does it matter really to you, Tom, as long as it's a sugar hit, right?
I don't know if I feel exactly that way.
I'm convinced that it doesn't really matter to Tom as long as there's a certain amount of sugar in it. 260-6368, but that's the place there by McDonald's, right next to McDonald's in that little corridor between Rouse's at Claiborne Hill.
Yeah, and what happened
it's
there?
It's the Buttercrisp Diner, and it's kind of...
I know where you're talking
about. Yeah,
that's
the place I keep looking at, and I keep thinking, one of these days I'm going to work up the curiosity to go in there. It hasn't happened yet, though.
You know, my curiosity continues to be, why is it that such a large number of people want to eat such low-down food? You know, there's so much.
You're not sure that it's low-down food. I mean, it's a diner.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that at all.
Now, you used to like Dot's Diner, but that was really more about the barber shoppers. That was the only reason you ever set foot in Dot's Diner, because it was the barber shop.
Oh, well, that would work perfectly.
The phase, that was your phase, your
barbershop
phase. Barbershop
quartet.
I've blocked it out. I've repressed it. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us, we're talking about, as usual, nothing much at all, but it does have a food core.
A food core?
It has a food
C-O-R-P-S, core. As in?
So, Tom, your edible dictionary for today is something called hardtack, which I do not hardtack. Know what that is. What is that?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because if I could get this microphone out of the way and move it where I need it to be. Let's see. We'll find this in just a second.
Hardtack. So that makes sense.
I'll read it. Okay.
A rock-hard biscuit made of wheat flour and water and baked until it's so dry that it can neither become stale nor get moldy. The history of hardtack is dominated by stories of how it stood between survival and starvation. It has been identified with the military since Roman days, but is particularly associated with sailing ships on long voyages. It's something you really have to be hungry to eat and have good teeth.
Why? Because it's off-putting?
Horrible. It sounds horrible.
Hmm.
Now, the biscuit that you had for breakfast this morning, how did that resemble hardtack at all?
Oh, I just happened to be blasting through that part of the Dabados.
Was it good? Was the biscuit good? Because it was frozen for a while.
I didn't know that. But what I knew and that most people
wouldn't
know.
Tell me the most massive breakfast this morning.
Anyway, it was
kind of astonishing.
The best part of it is that Mary Lee
baked them, yes, with you.
She baked them. And back when I was a much younger man, and she was a much, much younger lady, we used to get together every Saturday morning, Mary Lee and I, and we would go to the kitchen, and we would make a batch of buttermilk biscuits, totally from scratch, just for us, and we would make that up and send them out buttery and there was only, at the most, four ingredients in it. Okay, you had either butter or Crisco, although the Crisco kind of thing kind of fell away after a while.
You started using just plain butter, right?
Just butter,
so
yeah.
So this batch that you used, the biscuit from this morning, was that butter?
You know, I don't know. Because
we haven't had Crisco in the house in a very long time.
Yeah, it's not a good product for doing anything, at least not anything I like.
Yeah.
So, and there's one other ingredient that I don't know why I'm not remembering it, but it's only four
flour,
at the most.
Flour,
water.
Butter.
That's three.
And leavening. It's leavening.
Well, that would be either the butter.
But you do that with the flour.
The flour. Okay, that's it. The flour. I was completely.
You said flour already. So okay. It's self-rising flour, butter, and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, the two of us would make a batch of those things, and we made as big a batch as we could because it took.
We're doing it, so why not?
Yeah. So you may as well get the most out of you. And ever since then, we have had in just our special little
a standard supply of them.
Yeah, and we were
this
there.
This is the first batch you've baked in a very long time.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that.
So this morning when I saw them a couple of days ago, I decided I was going to start giving you a biscuit with breakfast. So you had a massive. I defy the butter crisp diner to approach anything nearly as large as what you had for breakfast, and I'm very happy you ate it.
Well, you know, we're always looking for something good to eat.
Well,
I mean,
you need
that's
to
that.
Get something to eat.
We have a few other things. Can I throw in?
Left to his own devices, Tom's breakfast, lunch, and dinner would be toast with maple syrup on it.
Maple syrup.
Not, folks. All right.
Want to look at another one?
It's now. Speaking of sugary treats, it's National Sticky Bun Day.
It was, yeah, a few days ago.
No, it's today.
It's today?
It's in today's almanac. What? National Sticky Bun Day.
Yeah, the sticky bun, and the what?
National Hash Brown Potatoes Day.
Hash Brown Potatoes.
Oh, Doug is saying, let's go to break. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM.
That's true.
HD2.
When it comes to really great eating, it's somewhere with this, and I've forgotten what it was.
You know what? I was reading Departures.
To Departures?
The American Express magazine. And
oh, yeah.
I was reading it last night. It was about Los Angeles. That was the whole issue devoted to Los Angeles. And, Tom, I thought about you. They declared Los Angeles America's most interesting eating city. And I thought you would consider that utter blasphemy.
Well, it wouldn't for me.
Well, actually, what I discovered in reading that, and here comes the soapbox. Let me drag. Wait, Doug, you know what we need? We need a sound effect for when I'm getting up on my soapbox, which has become very familiar now. And
why don't you talk to Steve?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Or does he just always have the same soapbox as I do? I mean, I know he does. I think he's on. Let's go to Steve.
Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's Steve, welcome. Come on in. It's the food show, and I appreciate you being here, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Come on in.
I called Doug with that little fact about caffeine yesterday about Voltaire.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I just read a book that Michael Pollan put out on Audible Books, and it's the history of caffeine.
Oh, cool.
And
I'm sorry, I don't know that anyone can prove or disprove that fact, but I find it titillating to even think about.
Michael Pollan seems to be pretty good at, you know, doing his research for his books
and
everything.
Yes, but Voltaire existed a very long time ago.
Well, the caffeine came into England and France, into that part of the world in the 1500s.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a whole lot of repeating of the same story. You know how you sit around a circle and you tell a secret, and by the time it gets just in a small circle, it's totally
different.
Yeah,
well, but that's
imagine
why.
Imagine that over 6 centuries.
Well,
5 centuries. Go ahead.
But that's why you go to, you know, people that know how to do research and let them write the books. But anyway, another thing that he talked about that was pretty amazing is during the Civil War, the South didn't have coffee because of the blockades. They didn't have coffee, and the Yankees had 36 pounds per soldier was allotted per year.
Oh, wow.
And they would have 3 pounds a month per soldier, and they would fill their canteens up with black coffee before they went into battle. And these guys were just chugging caffeine, and the rebels didn't have it.
Well, isn't that when the chicory came in? Because that's when we started.
No, that was
chicory,
supposedly,
right?
Napoleon.
No. That's what Tom said. But I'm talking about in this country when the chicory was associated more with the South and New Orleans, and that's how we have our chicory history.
Yeah, he didn't mention that about the chicory in this book. But
What's the name of it called? Yeah. Caffeine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get it on Audible Books. I don't know if y'all have Audible Books.
Yeah, we do.
You can get them. They're not hard to get, but you can get them easily enough.
Yeah.
Well, you have to join Audible Books, and it's an exclusive Audible book.
Tom did a long time ago. Tom, do you still have that?
Yeah, I probably do.
Yeah.
I remember reading it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's a very good book. It just came out. Well, it's exclusive to Audible Books, but it's an interesting book to read because it talks about the whole thing about caffeine, you know,
But you're saying that it's exclusive to Audible Books, meaning that there isn't a print version around?
Nope.
Really?
You know, it's a funny thing because someone might well want to have chicory in his coffee if he lives in France or Germany or in a place like that, but they won't find it. It just doesn't exist out there, or not much of an existence. And what we have along with it kind of comes with us because we like it so much that it tends to come in. That's why
he also talked about this guy, Pete's Coffee. Your son may know of it. It's out in California.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
Pete's.
That is the guy that introduced the United States to the Arabica bean as opposed to the what is the other one, a Robusto or whatever, the cheaper bean. He turned the guy Pete turned the United States onto, you know, the more than 25-cent cup of coffee.
Well, they're everywhere in Los Angeles. And
Pete's is?
Yes, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he talked about that. He turned the people at the guys that started Starbucks, he taught them about the Arabica bean and, you know, kind of gave them all the information, and he didn't really care. He just wanted, you know, the United States to drink better coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if I wonder if he would care now, because look what Starbucks did with his Arabica bean.
Well, because this guy's probably got plenty of money too.
Uh-huh.
Well, that always helps. Well, yeah. Thanks for all the information.
I guess I'm getting kicked out.
I think you
no,
are.
No, you got something else?
You
what
feel
else
that
you want?
Boot on your butt. Go ahead.
You're welcome.
I got no problem with that. Kick me on out.
Wait. Before you go, what? Steve, let me ask you this question. As a North Shore resident, have you ever been to the Butter Crisp Diner?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not that crazy about donuts. I want I go get like a half dozen about once a year, and I eat about two or three of them and go, oh, these are incredible, and then I'm over it.
Yeah, okay.
And if I do, I'm usually just going to go to Crummel's.
Mm-hmm. Those would be good if you do eat donuts. I mean, I don't eat donuts. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's much better stuff I'm going to eat if I'm going to eat.
Repulsive.
Coffee Rainy has a pretty good burger. Have you had one of those?
Coffee Rainy? What's
no,
that?
I don't get. I realize this is blasphemy too. Coffee Rainy.
Okay, I like them.
I know. I know, and there is a very, very loyal following here.
That was the first restaurant that my wife and I went to when we bought this house here 23 years ago, and we were down here just straightening up, you know, getting ready to move in, and we ran over, you know, looking for a place to eat lunch, and that was the first place we got to, and we've been eating there ever since.
I call it the habitat of the Mandeville mom.
Well, it sure looks like that when you go there.
Yeah, it's the tennis-playing, suburban-driving Mandeville mom is what I call it.
And
it's funny because I made that observation as a woman back in the day, and we sat next to, at an event last week, we sat next to this guy that we used to work with, who has just moved to the North Shore, and he mentioned Coffee Rainy, and he said, what's with all the women in their tennis clothes at that place? And I said, oh, that's a species of woman called Mandeville Mom. Anyway.
Pick a new word to make that the name, please, as soon as you can.
So, Steve, that is, you know, it's very, they're not the only people who are in there, but that is a very large makeup of the clientele there.
But, man, you go there from, you know, 11 to 2 any day, and they're crowded. You know,
no, I mean, they're crowded all the time. They're crowded
to it's absolutely crazy. And it's not getting, crazy. And when I say that, I don't mean because it's not good. It's good. It is good. I mean, it's good. There's no two ways about it.
Well those poor Mandeville moms are being spat upon by Mary Ann.
I guess that sounds worse than what I mean it to sound
like. It sounds horrible. It sounds despicable. It sounds kind of like they're the, what was it that Hillary called? The deplorables.
No. Okay, then I shouldn't say it. Okay.
You
I wish
shouldn't,
I could take it back. But now it's out there
and
it'll be on podcast.
You can't take it back.
If only Ron was on today, it wouldn't be on podcast.
Next time I go down there, I'm going to announce that Mary Ann Fitzmaurice thinks you all are deplorables.
And you know what?
Well, stop it.
They'd say, oh, you know, we don't.
They'd say, who's that?
Anyway.
They'd say, who's that?
It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. And it would be great to talk with you about something that maybe a couple more people can focus on. It's 260-6368. And, you know, we've been talking about donuts and all of that and them being done locally or in a hut. But that's the way that a lot of people have just gotten into eating anything other than junk. I mean, but the place you were just talking about,
Coffee Rainy.
Cafe Rainy, every time I don't go there very often. It's not my kind of place. But every time I go there, I'm astonished by the number of people who are there. Oftentimes, every seat is being used all the time. Mm-hmm. And so you got to take your hat off for them, you know, whatever it is they're doing. I was around when they first started doing that. And it's a spinoff of the guys that did
Actually, that's not true, Tom.
It's not true?
No.
What was I going to say?
You were going to say the taste buds. That's not true. Because
no?
Coffee Rainey
yeah.
is Gary Darling's wife.
Right, but there's a connection
there. And her
there.
Partner actually predates the taste buds.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, well,
yep.
I remember I met her a long time ago.
Michelle Darling. Uh-huh.
And I was introduced and shown the restaurant, and it was at the time she was 16. So
are you
she
talking
must
about,
have been,
you're talking about Rainey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
you're
was
about the daughter. It's named for the daughter.
Very sharp people.
Yeah. And, oh, absolutely. Look,
and,
those two women
and good
are,
product, too.
Those two women worked their butts off and did a good product, and it has been tremendously successful. And regardless of what Steve says about me dissing the Mandeville Mom, I think every place, every restaurant has a clientele that can be identified. Not every, but there are certain restaurants that attract certain clientele, for sure.
Example.
Okay, well, you know how Peppermill has its...
Peppermill?
Has its age yeah. issue.
Its age issue?
Yeah, like, you know, they've been trying to attract a younger crowd because there's not an issue, but it's like, this is the clientele here. I've been with you at places where we'll be sitting there and you'll look around the room and you'll go, you know what, these are not my people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's normal.
No, I'm just saying.
Not everybody likes everybody else.
There's the hipster groups. There's, you know, there are certain elements that restaurants project which attracts certain kinds of people, and then they bring their friends, and then that becomes sort of the association that people have with a particular place. Am I wrong about that?
No. No, yeah. if we thought you were wrong, we'd throw you out. Hey, I can be tough when I want to be.
So I don't know. I just that's always been my association and what I think of when I think of Coffee Rainey. And I have other associations, and I'm sure other people have associations like that with different, you know.
Yeah, but what kind of coffee do you drink?
30 years, Tom.
What do you mean?
30 years. I've never had a cup of coffee.
You've never had a cup of coffee?
My life.
One. Oh, okay.
Never in my entire
okay.
life.
Okay.
6368 is the number. What?
If, ladies and gentlemen, let's see. No, we better
let's
let
go
it
back
go.
To the hash browns.
Yeah. Hash browns.
Hash brown day.
You've made those.
Yes, I make them all the time. Well, I mean, you know, it's one of the few things that I cook with any sort of frequency, and I don't really do it anymore because it's just you and me, and you know, I don't really eat a lot of that stuff. But I have to say that that's a pretty great product.
It's fantastically great because it homes in on the essence of hash browns. Now, I know anyone
exactly.
who is thinking hash browns and getting excited over that, oh, I'm telling you, you would, ladies and gentlemen.
They are pretty great.
They are aroma wonderful, and it looks great sitting there. On.
But I love what you say about them in your
Oh, what did I say?
You say that that everyone has their preference, and yours is the way, quote, my wife Marianne makes them, which takes advantage of her penchant for burning things.
Yeah.
She pre-bakes potatoes a little less than you would for eating, then melts butter in a hot skillet, shreds the potatoes right under the skillet, scattering some chopped green onions as she goes. That's not exactly true. The green onions get black before I put the potatoes on. And then there's salt and pepper, and then she walks away until she smells something burning, turns the potatoes over and lets them go a little bit longer, and that makes it perfect hash browns. And it does, because it just really crisps up the potatoes by leaving them on the griddle that long.
Yeah, it's a great dish, no matter what you say about it, and its simplicity.
Does anybody say anything bad about them? I can't imagine.
No,
really
I
not
nev-
like
never.
Hash browns?
Not,
How could you
not,
not like
ever.
Hash browns? Mary Lee and I were looking through your book, your latest version of your cookbook, which has all of the glossy, beautiful pictures in it. And they have my hash browns there, but they don't look anything like my hash browns. Did you ever see that, Tom? I'm going to go get that book and show you a picture because they are perfectly formed.
I've got
and my
one right
hash
here.
Browns come in a pile. They're not perfectly formed at all. And I think that a lot of those pictures are a little bit, they don't look quite like the item that they are representing. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us, we are talking about, you know, food. Basic old food.
And we can't wait. Anyway, had a good lunch today. Did you have lunch today?
We always have a good lunch there. And we took some pictures today, which were especially good. But it's just a really good place to go. We're talking about our usual Monday place, but it's Tuesday today.
New Orleans Food and Spirits.
Yeah.
Which is which started on the West Bank.
These are supposed to be my hash browns, Tom. Look how perfect those are.
Oh, well, they look great.
Yeah, but those don't look anything like my hash browns.
Well, sometimes you get things that look great but are not much on
they're,
the looks.
They're so perfectly
what am I trying
formed.
To say?
I don't understand.
That's only gonna be trouble if I say that.
Anyway, So, yeah, we went to New Orleans Food and Spirits. I tried to talk you into what we did last week, which I thought was exceptionally good.
What was that?
Splitting a seafood platter. Seafood platters are too big for one.
Oh, that's classic. Hey, you go to West End Park. West End.
What, to split a seafood platter? Or to
absolutely.
Get a seafood
platter? No, you just load it up.
Now, you know, the seafood platter at New Orleans Food and Spirits is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, that's what my
point
is.
It is the right amount of everything. It is not piled so high that you can't see your companion.
Let's see if I can find somebody. Let's say we have a few minutes before we stop
for
the news.
Go to the top of the hour, yeah.
But let me see if I can get this from you just right off the bat. You have just bought a fried seafood platter for, let's see, we actually did this about
a week ago. Yeah,
we
just did it a week ago.
Okay. So you have oysters, you have shrimp, you have fried catfish. What else is left?
Well, on that particular one, that's it. It's $20. It's $19.99.
That's a low price.
I know it is. But it's a lot of food. There wasn't a stuffed crab. There wasn't a soft shell crab. There wasn't anything else that needed to be there. It was a pile of shrimp, fried oysters, fried catfish, a couple of hush puppies on top of French fries. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It can be done. We did it again today. We did, well,
we
almost.
Didn't do that. You got your normal
Well, we were thinking with the red beans and the oysters.
Yeah.
And all those good things. Oysters seem to be block solid right now for the last maybe even 4 or 5 months now it's been going on. So if you like oysters, this is a good time to eat oysters. It's just
when
beautiful.
When did that problem happen which wrecked everything? It was last
the
year.
The oils?
No, that was years ago. Was it September or October of last year? I mean, time flies so fast.
Yeah, I
find it remarkable how fast time flies, actually. Here we are almost, we're staring down the, we've gone over hump day on February. We're staring down the end of February of 2020 already.
Yeah, here it comes. And there it goes.
NoMenu.com today, speaking of that, we have a piece about, someone asked about Mardi Gras packages that a person could get. And I put the first one up today. It's Nole on St. Charles Avenue. Mardi Gras buffet.
Nole. Yeah, I haven't been there yet. It's still fairly new, I think.
It is fairly new. I regret to report
N-O-L-E?
I've not found it to be particularly good.
Well, it just opened, so we give them a break.
But it's beautiful. The place is beautiful. And if you are looking for a place to watch a parade, that would be a good one for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, just location alone is spectacular. And then they have this buffet that is all kinds of things. They have, if you're doing street side parade viewing and don't want to go for the whole thing inside, they have different levels. You can get like a bathroom pass, a parking pass. You can get $4 tacos. It's you can you know mix and match your experience there. But that would be one if you are interested in that. Remember the old days, Tom, when the Intercontinental had, I don't know, do they still have this where you can buy a package at the Intercontinental and you have grandstand seating and you have a really nice buffet? We should take the kids to that. It was really fun.
I did that on
the
total
good old days.
About maybe 15 or 20
times. It was like 25 years ago because Mary Lee was, we were standing next to John Goodman. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Mary Lee got knocked off your shoulders by a big pack of beads.
Yeah, that's right. Mary Lee just
got
slammed into the
face. She was 2 years old.
And you know who brought it back and fixed her up?
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
we're coming up to the news for...
after the top of the hour. Come back.
Then we'll be back. We talk about eating and deliciousness and all that. So we have more of it. WWL. Wait a minute.
WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.